from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, what the hell got into Tua? Tua was on the Dan Le Batard show with Stu Gott, and I know I was listening to them talk. They said this was just the final question of the interview. It's basically the difference between, you know, his start of his career under Brian Flores and now with Mike McDaniel. And damn, this has really taken off. This is the torch. Tua clearly chose violence with Brian Flores, in his words.
To put it in simplest terms, if you woke up every morning and I told you you suck at what you did, that you don't belong doing what you do, that you shouldn't be here, that this guy should be here, that you haven't earned this right, and then you have somebody else come in and tell you, dude, you are the best fit for this. Like, you are accurate, you are the best whatever, you are this, you are that. Like, how would it make you feel listening to one or the other? You see what I'm saying? And then you hear it, regardless of what it is, the good or the bad, and you hear it more and more, you start to actually believe that. I don't care who you are. You can be the president of the United States. You have a terrible person that's telling you things that you don't want to hear, or that you probably shouldn't be hearing. You're going to start to believe that about yourself. And so that's sort of like what ended up happening. And it was, I mean, it's basically been, 2 years of training that out of not just me, but, you know, a couple of the guys as well that have been here since my rookie year all the way till now.
Damn. Oh, my. Listen, I don't know why Tua would have any reason to lie. And if you watch it, he looked like he's probably holding back on some of the things that really went down.
Holy mother of God.
But as I said, no reason to lie. If he's telling the truth of how it went down, and I'm going to tell you what, I get the feels he did, because Brian Flores spoke. You know, he had to speak about it today.
Right, absolutely.
Brian Flores spoke today. And listen, just take my word for it. He went in a way of not denying a damn thing that Tua said, but just went with that old Tyler. Listen, man, I'm just concentrating on the 2024 Minnesota Vikings.
That crutch.
You know, I got it.
I wish him the best. I
wish Tua the best.
Players.
I'm genuinely excited for his success. And, you know, I got into coaching, got into coaching,
dude,
to change lives, because my high school coach, my Pop Warner coach, my college coach changed my life, and I wanted to do that to him. And my favorite term now that people use, pour into young people. He said all that. He ain't denied none of that. Because I'm telling you right now.
It's a good call.
If Tua walked out there, because this right now, He should never be a head coach again. I'm looking at that. Like, if you went and did this for...
Some poor soul will take the lead.
I don't think so. I think he
sued the league or whatever.
I mean, David Culley got a job a couple years ago.
David Culley ain't get wrapped up into this.
No, I know. I'm just messing with you.
But he shouldn't be another coach ever again if he would do this to a first-round quarterback that you drafted, do everything. I mean, this is, I don't know, sound familiar like his predecessor. Bill Belichick, let me think of ways to absolutely ruin a young quarterback. And if that wasn't true, it wouldn't be no like, hey, happy for his success. No, I ain't say none of that. Like me and Tua could sit right here. He misheard that. He didn't say none of that. His head coaching. I mean, he better just hold on to that coordinator spot. Yeah.
It's another. I chalk this up to. I got a little bank of things that I just don't. I mean, just it baffles me. Even though I've been there and I've experienced and I've seen it, it just baffles me when you hear stuff like this, and coaches legitimately think this is going to give them the best chance to win ball games. Like clearly, the story goes right. The owners wanted Tua, the coach didn't. Right now, you've got the coach talking to him like this consistently. Then you can surmise that the ownership wanted Tua playing and starting, and the head coach didn't, because if you remember correctly, the head coach would bench Tua in the third and fourth quarter for Ryan Fitzpatrick. I mean, it's one of those things where it's unfortunate, it's disgusting, if anybody in their right mind thinks that's the way to treat a quarterback.
Yeah, but Clint, judging by what Tua was saying, and then we put all of the dots, connect all the dots of he wanted Justin Herbert, and listen to what Tua said he was saying. Like, you've been coached hard. We've been coached hard. Tyler's been coached hard in his high school golf team. We've been coached hard. There's a difference between being coached hard and, hey, man, you shouldn't be here. I wanted somebody else to be here. Yep. Like, you know, like that's different than being coached hard. Like, that's a different thing than, like, hey, Bob Knight coached people hard, and then he threw chairs at people. Right. Like there's a difference between being coached hard. That's not coach. Right? There was no thinking, Clint, of this is the best way to reach Tua. There was no building him, knocking him down to build him back up.
Tear the guy down, yeah. Period.
And not build up, just tear him down. Yeah. That's what it seemed like.
Yeah, there's so many layers again, man. It matters where you're drafted, obviously. You know, you mentioned Belichick. Yeah, look, I think Belichick was hard on Brady at times. I wasn't in the locker room, so I don't know. I doubt very seriously that every day Brady walked in the building, Belichick was telling him he sucks, he shouldn't be there. There's no hope for him. I don't know what you're doing. There's coaching hard, and then there's just this kind of silly stuff. And
that's been an ass
hat. It's wild, man. It's. I mean, even if you don't like the guy, even if you're in a situation where you're the head coach and ownership is forcing something on you. For you to react that way to the quarterback and think that you're somehow gonna get a positive result out of that situation
his result is
silly.
I gotta get him up out of here, and that's what happened. And like, he played it wrong because the owner has clearly more pull than you two.
The owner looks like a superstar right now with the decision, because Tua is absolutely flourishing.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, Let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.